This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will stick with his August 31st deadline for finishing a U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others. He said the longer troops remain at the airport, the greater the risk of attacks by terror groups. The decision opens him up to criticism for caving to the Taliban, who say they will not permit the evacuation to go on longer, and to the prospect that some people who want to leave will be left behind. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the major industrialized nations will not recognize a Taliban government unless it guarantees people can leave the country. The Taliban's main spokesperson said Tuesday it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. In a news conference that continued the conciliatory messaging put out by the movement since the lightning seizure of Kabul August 15th, the spokesperson said the focus was on the clearing up and improving security. He said the movement had not agreed to an extension of the August 31st deadline set by the United States to pull out of Afghanistan and wanted all evacuations to end by that date. He said crowds thronging outside the airport could go home and their security would be guaranteed, and he called on the United States not to encourage trained Afghans to leave their country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases in Hanoi of the so-called Havana syndrome. The word comes from administration officials. This is VOA News. China is fighting back after a classified U.S. intelligence report delivered to the White House Tuesday was inconclusive on the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The unresolved findings are in part due to a lack of information from China, according to U.S. media reports. Wednesday, China urged the World Health Organization to visit the U.S. military biolab Fort Detrick near Washington, D.C., after rejecting its calls for a second stage of the COVID origins probe focusing on Chinese laboratories last month. The debate over the origins of the virus that has killed more than 4 million people and paralyzed economies worldwide has become increasingly contentious. A few weeks into the new school year, growing numbers of U.S. districts have halted in-person learning or switched to hybrid models because of rapidly mounting coronavirus infections. The setbacks in mostly small rural districts that were among the first to go back are dampening hopes for a sustained, widespread return to classrooms after 2 years of schooling disrupted by the pandemic. More than 80 school districts or charter networks have closed or delayed in-person schooling in at least one entire school in more than a dozen states. The number of new coronavirus cases each day in Israel is nearing the record set in January. The government reported Tuesday that 9,831 new cases had been registered a day earlier, the highest count since the record of more than 10,000 new cases was set in mid-January. The number is notable because more than half of Israel's population have received two doses of the vaccine, one of the fastest vaccination drives in the world. The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to block a court ruling ordering the Biden administration to reinstate a Trump-era policy that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the U.S. With the three liberal justices in dissent, the court said Tuesday the administration likely violated federal law in its efforts to rescind the program informally known as Remain in Mexico. A federal judge in Texas had previously ordered the program be reinstated last week. Both he and the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals refused the administration's request to put the ruling on hold. And Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died at the age of 80. His publicist said Tuesday that Watts, quote, passed away peacefully in a London hospital surrounded by his family, end quote. The self-effacing and unshakable drummer helped anchor one of rock's greatest rhythm sections for more than half a century. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.